On New Year's Day, more than 300 million Europeans will abandon their national currencies and begin using euro notes and coins. Shopkeepers, restaurant owners, and taxi drivers are worried about the transition. So too is the Roman Catholic Church. The clergy fear a drop in contributions once parishioners abandon the franc and begin tossing in euro coins. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Inside the Sacré-Cœur Basilica, overlooking the French capital, a man pushing a trolley follows a nun. She's emptying cash boxes under twinkling rows of red votive candles. The price per candle, 10 francs. A 10-franc coin, worth about $1.30, is the same coin you reach for to leave a tip, to help a beggar, or at the end of Mass in church. The church's fear is that when the euro comes into circulation, the new coin everyone will reach for will be the 1 euro coin. It looks remarkably like the 10-franc one, a brass rim around a silvery center. But it's worth only 6.56 francs. On a national level, this could mean a 35% drop in income for the church. That's why people such as Bertrand de Feydeau, head of economic affairs for the Paris Diocese, are urging churchgoers to use the euro's arrival as a chance to pause and reflect.
We try to push the people to give 2 euros, but the difficulty is that the coin of 2 euros is not very common, and the difficulty will be not to give a 2 euro coin, but to give 2 coins of 1 euro. What is probably more difficult.
Radio Notre Dame. The Catholic broadcaster Radio Notre Dame. Since the Lord helps those who help themselves, the church has organized an advertising campaign about the euro. Small posters are going up in churches to alert worshippers to the potential drop in income. Still, priests are often hesitant to make the 2 euro sales pitch explicitly. Father Marc Lambret, parish priest at Notre-Dame de Clignancourt, explains.
Personally, I don't say that. I don't tell the people, give me 2 euros. I tell the people, give what you want to give. And I hope your heart will give more.
To make sure people's hearts are telling them the right thing, the church will closely monitor contributions in several test churches after January the 1st. And de Feydeau, the head of economic affairs for the Paris Diocese, hopes the adoption of the euro will help the church overcome its reluctance in talking about money, a problem he attributes to the Latin and not Anglo-Saxon origins of the Catholic Church.
It has been always a difficulty. I think that probably the Anglo-Saxon people established a better relationship with the money. And I think for the Latin people it is more difficult. I don't know exactly why, but that's because in the past the church has been too rich.
But richness isn't a problem anymore. Even before the latest currency challenge, the church was already losing followers and hard-pressed to make ends meet. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.